The views and opinions of this program do not reflect those of HeritageRadioNetwork.org or any of our sponsors. All content of this program is the responsibility of Gunwash and is assumed to be played and performed with the permission of its respective owner.
Gunwash News Time. It is 7:30 p.m. Of course, if you'd like to set your clocks, and you can find us on gunwash.com every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Tonight, it's a little bit of a strange situation. Finally, it took us a year to get Stuart Swerdlow back in the studio, but he will be on the phone live tonight. That's coming up next on Gunwash. Thank you.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Well, you know, it is Gunwash. I'll tell you, I didn't even know the temperature tonight.
It's just very cold.
And Armando likes, if I do the temperature and the time in the beginning of the show, it's like radio-like, you know.
NPR, baby.
But look, it's cold. I don't know. I wore like 3 sweatshirts on the way over here, so finally. Well, tonight it took me a long time to get my friend Mel Thrill Spice in here, but she is in here tonight.
Wow. She's famous.
What's up, world?
The
Heritage Radio Network.
From the one and only Major Lazer. She's our friend, and we're happy to have her here. I needed company tonight, Mel, because... people, you know, they come to me.
I'm a ghost. I'm never here.
Hey, can we get Mel right close to the mic?
Yeah, Mel. Oh, you should. Well, no, we can hear you, but you got to get right into it.
All right.
We want that voice. Your voice is important.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Wow, your voice is banging.
Is it?
Oh, you have no idea. Okay, listen. So you are listening to Gunwash, and of course, we are live every Thursday at 7:30 p.m., and it's at gunwash.com. Or heritageradionetwork.org. In fact, all of us were at the Heritage Radio Network, or rather, the Heritage Foods USA.
That was a radio party, dude.
Oh, it was a radio party. Okay, all right. So, yeah, we had a Heritage radio party last night.
I tried to be fancy, and I told people I went to a dinner.
Yeah, we did. There was bison jerky. I don't know what was going on with that stuff.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know what the fuck that was. So.
I didn't eat any of that because it looked like poo.
No, look, it was
sounds like poo.
I had it because I didn't want to. I didn't want to be rude, so I had some. It's very, it's poo. Gamey, but that bison stuff. I don't know what's going on with that.
I thought about Native Americans.
Yeah, me too. Oh, speaking of which, for all you coast to coast listeners out there, it did take us a long time, but Stuart Swerdlow will be calling in tonight. Took a whole. I mean, look, we can't even catch a hoop. We can't even get Stuart Swerdlow. I mean, he's famous. He's in the Huffington Post. I had to do an hour's worth of research just to get my questions right for this guy. Okay?
So moving to the Heritage Radio Party again, though?
I wanted to get the tape
I have it.
But you said it's not good. No, we had a great, great tape last night from the Heritage Radio.
I got it queued up.
Oh you have it? All right. Okay, so let's play that tape then.
With Heritage Radio Network. I'm here with Jack, and I want to know his favorite songs from the 90s.
Oh, my. Possum Kingdom by the Toadies.
Yeah! Whoa! How did you just say Possum, like the Be My Angel?
Yeah!
Wow.
So basically, Aaron scared everybody away.
At 9:30 at night, like all the adults left. They said, okay, but the Gunwash guys, I guess this is the guys who run the radio, Heritage Radio. And you can find us at gunwash.com all the time, 24/7. And of course, if you'd like to go to heritageradionetwork.org, you can find us there too under special recordings. We go till 9:30, and after that, we have full service radio where my hero, Jack Inslee, will spin.
I don't spin, man. My cue is spinning.
My cue will spin. Right. You have a guess. No. So, that's right. Trill Spice, Chinky, and of course, the elusive Stuart Swerdlow in studio tonight.
Yeah.
Spliffington, please, if you would pull up that. And we'll see you in just a few minutes. Gunwash.com. 718-497-2128 for live call ins, and we'll see you in about 15 minutes there.
You don't frighten me, stupid fool. Must be tired of living.
Murder. Murder. Murder.
them say them kill the wrong man. Now them end up in a big bangarang, cause the man that them kill is a brother of a Dan. Now them end up in a frustration. I seen it before, man's full of bore. Mama and me poopa, yes, them drop on the floor. Granny ball up, we cannot take it no more. Gun chat a lick and it a day through the door. Start from a little gang, on your rain water guns in the rains. Never know the pain for a bad man. No, they wanna be a wicked man. Them say the law of the ghetto is to kill or be killed. Little brother got to know some skill. No stand up on the corner with the man and cut, cause the man that survive is who fire past. Don't turn your head back cause it might get bust. Know who you are talking to, I know you are just. Start from a little gang, fire in water guns in the rains. Never know the pain for a bad man. No, they wanna be a wicked man. Murder. My little brother just trying to do the good, because the bad you will go down. Only the good men can survive in this time. Cool with the war and crime. Start from a little gang, fire in water guns in the rains. Never know the pain for a bad man. No, they wanna be a wicked man. Fire and shot them, said them kill the wrong man. No, them end up in a big bangarang, cause the man that them kill is a brother of a Dan. No, them end up in a frustration. I've seen it before, man's full of bore. Mama and me poopa, yes, them drop on the floor. Granny ball up, we cannot take it no more. Gun chat a lick and it a tear through the door. Start from a little gang, rain water guns in the rains. Not the pain for a bad man. No, they wanna be a wicked man.
And I wear it good. Carousing, no arms housing, them thing I come kill. I go talking, skylarking, God that make me skill. Don't believe in misbehaving, it's against my will. The army know that I a road boy, not because but still. I'm on the flesh, I'm on the blood, I a hard wear and I wear it good. I'm on the flesh, don't talk blood, are you hard wearing the wear it good? Simple youth and nimble youth and bring the youth some time. It's the truth, man, I will shoot and kill people with my mind. Don't be frightened, cause I mightn't touch you up this time. Put it in your pipe and smoke tonight and get yourself in line. I'm on the flesh, I'm on the blood, are you hard wearing the against my will. I'm on the flesh, I'm on the blood, are you hard wearing, wear it good. I'm on the flesh, I'm in the run blood, are you hard wearing, wear it good. Simple youth and nimble youth and bring the youth some time. Tis the truth, man, I will shoot and kill people with my mind. Don't be frightened, cause I mightn't brush you up.
Born of this and can't spell the word without finish it and discipline. Yeah, why something there? Gunman speak. What say? They bore them this gangster once and touch back the round with them guns so them think them loud. I'm back twice but all season I know. Yeah, my clothes me and you take my gun from my clothes. It's the you get it straight and think we live. Well, we not gonna miss them face from we aim. And now me gun angle magazine in contain. You land preserve ready for boss boy brain. Who know me not skip because the time is due. Boy, when you come to this can it pick out two and do. Never miss and this a man from that sizzle too. He not slaughter a single only two by. Me hear your butt till you spoil. But that no matter me. Only time me profile upon me journey. Mind you have a self-exile. Think it easy, I will smile and murder you without a remedy. I too own no this gunman when sand touch back the round. With your guns and your things say you loud come back twice but all sizzle and no. Yeah, my clothes me and you tell me gun from me clothes. Easy down you this and dead. Respect and live. It's best to ensure your head if you go move negative. Own no this man once and we go no a chance. Come back twice but in now go kill. We'll have to take and respect, we'll have to launch. See it clear, from his war who no want. Stripe you a look but you get none from me. Who no a beat up on yourself, I jump down in a misery. Have a little rotten, hungry special. Who no walk and a trouble everybody fool. Who no this gunman went and touch back the round. Been in a gun, sound of things I who no loud. Come back twice but all sizzle and no. So, me close me eye, you take me gun from me close. Yeah, them have a dirty program. One step, one man a step. Trouble them make. And them can't turn up drunk to some good war flex. As my gun answer so I be a gully them take. Right.
Watch the ride. The hill I'm gully ride. Wanna bet I hold on to. Wanna light up. Hill I'm gully ride. Wanna bet I hold on to. Now it is better to be safe than sorry. I know me say so, I'm a old time granny. If you not listen, then you surely gon' see. Water walk, but a pumpkin belly. When people kill Bob Marley and Peter Tosh, it was an accident. Your best friend, your worst enemy. And jealousy between a bench and bar is a hill and gully ride. Wanna bet I hold on to. Wanna hear that? Wanna hear that? Hill and gully ride. Wanna bet I hold on to. If you climb the hill, you then not know where you stick. Hurry, come on, hurry down quick. Even if you hit up a little plain town brick. There is a mason nowhere wanted. No use a man's ego trick. Hang up your head, can't reach it. My lyrics fitting like some old salt physics. So why you acting like a dog and buck? It's a hill and gully ride. Wanna bet I hold on to. Wanna know that. Hill and gully ride. Wanna bet I hold on to. Now let me big up all the youth like witty. And every man down in the penitentiary. Hang in the country for me brother Randy. Growing your vegetable elegantly. This you love his majesty. We couldn't touch you with no negromancy. Heart no leave if I don't see. And every rain softened up. It's a hill and gully ride. Wanna bet I hold on to. Wanna lie that. Wanna lie that. Hill and gully ride. Wanna bet I hold on to.
Yo, Spoonfig, no, this shit is dope. Sorry. You gotta tell me what this is.
If
you're not listening, then you're surely gonna see.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Pumpkin belly.
Thank you, Joe, for allowing me to tell my favorite song from the 90s, which was Man in a Box by Alice in Chains.
Best friend, and your worst
Awesome Kingdom by Toadies.
Between the bench and box, it's a hill and gully.
And of course,
ride.
Bells of War, Disc 2, Wu-Tang Forever. Let's not forget that.
Wanna hear that? Wanna hear that? Hill and gully ride. Wanna bet I hold on to. If you climb the hill, you cannot show where you stick. Hurry, come on, hurry down quick. Even if you hit it, put in a Spain town brick. There is a mason nowhere wanted. No use a man ego trip. Hang up your head, can't reach it. Lyrics like some purrs, like some old salt fizzing, fizzing. So why you acting like some dog and bark? And she's a hill and gully ride. Wanna bet that whole round two. Wanna hear that?
Well, it is Gunwash, actually. Thank you for tuning in. And, of course, we are on gunwash.com. And something strange, tonight we finally have the great and, of course, elusive Stuart Swerdlow on the phone. And very, very happy to have it. Stuart, how are you doing this evening?
I'm fine. I'm still trying to be elusive.
You always stay elusive, Stuart. You know, and let me tell you something. I got to tell you, man, it's not easy to get you on the show. I mean, you're a busy guy.
Well, I suppose so. Janet is here too.
Well, hey, Janet, how are you doing?
Hi, Janet.
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we love to have you guys. You don't understand. We're honored to have you on the show. Because
thank you. That's very nice.
It is. We're always pleased when people want us.
Yeah, well, I know, but on the last time, you know, when you put it on YouTube, I know you dropped out our music and all our curse words. I know, that's okay. But I understand that. I understand you have to do that for your audience. You know what I mean? But
I don't know.
But you know,
we're telling people they've got to clean it up.
Well, yeah, I understand. You know, I understand you want to clean it up. But, you know, I had the same argument with Herbert Spliffington, actually, two nights ago, because we had this big Gunwash meeting with like a projector and an Excel sheet and everything. I never experienced anything like that in my life. And I said, you know, well, we think that, you know, the people that live out in the middle of nowhere who like Coast to Coast AM, well, I think they would like dancehall reggae too. And Spliffington says, well, no, they would never like dancehall reggae. They only want to hear, you know, what they want to hear.
Cosmic sounds.
Yeah.
Word.
So, Stuart.
Yes.
What's going on with this Russian thing? What happened?
Well, that's a very big story. As a matter of fact, I had predicted a while ago that there were going to be asteroids and meteors that were being hurled at the Earth from the Kuiper Belt area.
Yeah, you do have that ability to sort of foresee things. You know, for those of us, you out there who are listening to Gunwash, or are not familiar with Gunwash or the Nozzle Tapes, you know Stuart Swerdlow has the ability to see energy fields and personal archetypes, as well as read DNA sequences and mind patterns. He's a powerful guy. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I mean, he writes for the Huffington Post, and the Huffington Post puts him on. I guess it means he's a guy.
Praise.
Do you have a column in the Huff Post?
Or there a weird news and travel section?
There's a weird news and travel. Well, you got, you know.
And I combine the two sometimes when
I
travel.
Let me tell you something. You got weird covered big time. The whole
absolutely,
yeah. You got it.
Absolutely.
Stuart, but do people ever think you're... I mean, listen, when I read up on your stuff, I mean, you've been exploring the paranormal and the extraterrestrial and the exopolitical stuff for 30 years? 30 fucking years?
At least. Probably a little more than that. Yeah, I started when I was a fetus.
Yeah, I know.
A fetus?
That's a really long time.
Dude, that's the exact answer that you would give. I started when I was a fetus.
Exactly. But, you know, even so, there's always more questions to be asked and to research. And I am going to say that the second half of this year, we are going to see more global events of a very powerful nature than ever before.
I get to, you know, you're scaring the shit out of me.
Like, what kind?
Yeah, like, what kind?
Yeah.
You know, like, because Stuart, you know, like... Well, the Russian thing and all this I understand and stuff, but, you know, according to this thing I'm reading about, you like, traveled the whole world this past year.
Pretty much.
So you've seen it all.
Well, pretty much I have. The reason I go is because I need to research in those locations, because you cannot find everything on the Internet, and there are documents, for example, that I found in Russia from old KGB files that you cannot find anywhere else.
Wow.
So, but what is that? I mean, and that relates? You know, because I got this Russian friend, and I told, and it's you, and I was like, did you hear about the meteor? And she was like, yeah, that's so funny that happened to Russia. And I was like, well, why is that funny? And she's like, it's just funny. That's just what happened to Russia. Is that something, what's that about?
Well, I think, you know, Russia had the 1908 Tunguska event. That's still unexplained, at least officially. And so Russia is known for that kind of sequence of events, you know, weird things. But interestingly, in Russia, when they refer to this meteor event, they call it visitors from space, and they say that Russia is being attacked and bombarded. So there's a lot more, let's say, freedom of information to the public than there is in other countries.
And let's not forget that where the meteor landed in Sverdlovsk.
Yes, it was right in my homeland.
Oh yeah,
my
you're,
province.
Yeah, that's
named
true.
After his great uncle,
Yakov Sverdlov.
Yes,
I do my research. I'm not no dummy. I know. I look at all that stuff.
He does his homework.
Yeah, I really do all my homework, Stuart.
In one night,
I wouldn't even ask you on. You know, you've been on here. You know, I do my homework.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that.
Yeah. Better believe it. But let me ask you, man. Come on. Like, do people think you're crazy, though?
Only my mother.
Yeah, only my mother, too.
Well, of course people are going to think I'm crazy.
No, but Stuart, you look, you're no dummy. I mean, you got a column in the Huffington Post. You're living this life. You and your wife, Janet, you really, really live this life. But you know and I know that 89% of the world thinks that they're not going to open their eyes to this kind of stuff. I mean, who are you reaching out to? Who's listening? And what kind of feedback are you getting? People must think you're crazy. No offense.
No, look, of course there's going to be the majority of people out there. The majority of people who don't want to know this kind of information because they have a fear issue.
It scares me. I'm scared. Scared of that Russian shit.
I hope you're wearing your astronaut diaper tonight. You know,
I have butterflies in my stomach as we speak.
I have asteroids in my stomach.
Well, you know, let me tell you something. Ultimately, people will not remain ignorant. Whether they believe or not believe, they're going to see things and hear things that are going to shake up their world, and they're going to have to change the way they perceive reality.
Yeah, but they're going to deny it. Like, you know, like what's going on with like how many different people got these videos of this Russian meteor? Stuart, why do so many people have different angles of this video? Why do so many people have videos running when this meteor's hitting? What is that about? That can't be real.
Obviously, it's the same thing as what happened 9/11 with the buildings coming down. There were shots from all over the city, from New Jersey, from Brooklyn, from the Bronx. I mean, everywhere, because this is a staged event, and there are those who are told to observe it and to promote that globally.
And, of course, we don't want to forget that Russians have the cams on the dashboards of their car, and that's been going on for the last few years.
Yeah, right.
So they really are already equipped with cameras for any on a moment's notice.
People, I got to tell you, people must think you're out of your freaking minds. I got to be totally honest with you. It's a staged event. I mean, look, I'm not saying I don't believe that, but I mean, they showed the where it hit. I mean, they show it hit. We've seen it.
Staged how though?
Staged how? All I gotta say is like it's got to be hard for Stuart and Janet. It's got to be mentally, emotionally taxing for you to sit in a room and say and talk to people and say, "Hey, this meteor was a staged event." You got to really need some fucking balls. Excuse my language.
Well, let me put
you need
you
some
this
meteors
way.
Down there.
Yeah,
as they say.
The asteroid itself was not staged by the Illuminati. That was a Kuiper Belt object. But I think we're going to see the second half of this year a lot of staged events in the atmosphere and on the ground that are designed to scare people into acquiescing to certain rules and regulations.
Like what? Like, for example, the meteor wasn't... Okay, so the meteor wasn't staged.
Who staged?
Okay, so the meteor wasn't staged. Something really fell from... something really fell from the sky, right?
Well, it was really an attack, if you want to look at it that way.
Okay, so now you got to just explain the entire thing, because I don't even know what you're talking about. It's an attack? Okay, explain that entire thing, then.
I'm so sorry.
You know, the meteor came, the origin of it was from the Kuiper Belt.
Okay.
And they knew it was coming, and they made a big deal about it coming, and they also knew exactly that it would not hit the Earth. Now, if it passes, it would pass 17,200 miles from the surface of the Earth. The gravitational pull should have altered the trajectory so that it could have possibly hit the Earth, but yet they knew it wouldn't because they knew it was under intelligent control.
Okay, well, I understand it. But listen, I don't know if I could say it's under intelligent control. If it is, it is. But if something explodes 17,000 miles above the Earth. I mean, that was a big light. I mean, it was huge.
Who's controlling it?
Who? Yeah, who? good point, Mel. I mean, if it's a controlled intelligence, if the meteor is controlled intelligently, who's controlling it?
Yeah.
Who has the remote control?
Who has the remote control, Stuart? Do you have the remote control?
Hey, if I had the remote control, a lot of people wouldn't be standing here right now, okay? Sure.
Oh, all right. Are we okay? We can survive?
Well, what are you, in Brooklyn?
We're in Bushwick. Please, let Bushwick live,
maybe.
Please.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, I guess I'll let you go.
Come on, let me go, Stuart. You want me to die? Look, I'm out here, but I'm a proponent. I'm a proponent for you.
No, I know. You know, I'll tell you what. The Illuminati are scared because there are forces out there now who are working against them and over whom they do not have control. And this meteor or asteroid event was actually one of those events. They even stated that it was 1 out of 100 million possibility for a meteor and an asteroid to pass the Earth.
We did say that. That's true. We did have those reports last year. Sorry, Jeremy. We did have those reports last year. I mean, I think they were unrelated to this incident, but we are hearing more and more of those. I mean.
But, you know, what's interesting now today, I was just reading on the news that they have developed an asteroid early warning system called Atlas that could warn against space rock threats, and this is being developed by scientists in the University of Hawaii.
No offense, but we can't even predict, like, when snow is going to hit. I mean, I don't know, but
yeah,
asteroids
so what are they? What's this all about? You know, why are they throwing this out now right after this meteor hits? So they're trying to do a lot of fear-mongering and get people upset about things.
Why Russia? Why not bail New Jersey?
Well, that's next on my list. Not that I gave a caper.
Stuart, you're from Brooklyn, right?
Oh, originally, but I'll deny it in public.
That's whatever. Why? My dad says the same thing. Why would you deny you're from Brooklyn? We're the hardest motherfuckers out. This is the real.
I haven't lived there in ages, you know. But yeah, I love Brooklyn.
Well, then make sure if you get control of the asteroid, you know, don't do it here.
No, definitely not. Like, who would make bagels and pizza and things
exactly.
like that?
Exactly. They say, you know, on the West Coast, they say the air quality and the water quality isn't good enough to make bagels. So when the aliens come, if you're communicating with them, make sure you leave New York because we need bagels.
Yeah, I'm good.
The fuck am I going to do without that shit?
No, I think New York will always be there. Don't worry about that.
But let me tell you something. When a whatever the fuck asteroid crashes into the world. And it's in some random place in Russia, that makes a guy like me say, well, why the hell wouldn't it hit New York? I mean, why wouldn't it hit New York? Because it's controlled intelligently.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, your audience should know, it wasn't just there. There was a hit in Cuba. There were lights, meteor lights seen in California, in Japan, Spain, all over the world.
Brazil,
South Africa. I mean, I have reports coming in from all over the place, so it was not just in Russia.
Well, I know South America is like the big spot. Okay, well, listen, hey. So what happened with the Olympics, Stuart? I got a little bone to pick with you, my friend, extraterrestrial loving friend.
Well, you can take that bone and start picking your teeth because I'll tell you something.
Oh yeah?
Trigger.
I knew you were gonna say that.
There were UFOs seen over at the opening ceremony.
Yes, and even at the end, and they even said on CNN, was this a UFO over the Olympic site? Triggered everybody.
Very good, Jack. Listen, hey, in there, if you can find the footage of the UFO, tell me because I didn't see shit. I was watching the ski jump. I was loving it.
I saw it.
You saw a UFO, Jack?
Yeah.
All right, so you're with Stuart then. I'm just wondering, Stuart.
I'm with Stuart too.
Look, listen. A year ago, you came on and you were like, "This is the one." This is the motherfucking one. The flying saucer is here. It's
stop
gonna
cursing.
Be over the thing. And
but had I been drinking at the time? I don't remember.
No. Jack, did you?
That was really when they started talking about it on places like CNN.
Yeah.
And from there, as you know, the UFO sightings have been on traditional conventional news almost every day now.
And also, look what happened since then. They've been reporting 300 to 400 million Earth-like planets out in this galaxy alone, and they also reported that if there was life in outer space, it would be reptilian-based. I mean, they've just said everything ever since then.
Yeah, they have.
Well, I didn't see no alien. I was watching.
Are you gonna see aliens this year? Curious.
Yeah. Well, Hey, listen, Mel. Apparently, we've seen them already.
Yeah, that's right. They're already walking among you.
How could you live in Brooklyn and not see aliens?
Well, let me actually comment
that is
on that.
Very true.
And now I got to watch my mouth because I think it was my producer who told me to stop cursing. Was that you, Jack?
Yeah, I told you to stop cursing.
Well, I kind of like it actually.
Because
I don't want to hurt Jack's feelings. Because he makes me, you know.
Wait, are reptilians evil? Are they mean? Should I be scared?
Well,
no, you should never be scared of anything.
No, let me tell you something. That's a very complicated question, and I'm going to get into that with him. But first thing I got to tell you is, you know what I excuse me. You know what I heard, Stuart?
What's that?
I heard that in Brooklyn there are, and now stick with me. I heard there are UFOs in Brooklyn, but they're only visible to certain people. What is that about?
Yeah, what is that? Are those the people on drugs?
No,
yeah,
no,
right?
no. I heard that there are cloaking devices that only certain people can see. Yeah.
Yeah, Aaron, you've seen that movie, They Live, right?
I saw They Live. Have you seen They Live?
I haven't seen
Well, you know what? There are cloaking devices, that's true, but not just in Brooklyn. That's in any place where they don't want people to see things.
But certain people are targeted, of course, to see the UFOs. I mean, they must because...
Well, that would be those who have Green Star programming, who are supposed to report on what they see and, you know, have channeled information.
So there are people who are already pre-set up to be seeing that. They need to see it. They've been told to see it, and they have to report on it.
Well, have you looked at my work on programming and mind control?
I mean, what? Yeah, well, I know Armando has. Well, Stuart, we know you had a very turbulent time as a younger person doing through that mind control stuff.
Yeah.
And so what is that green star?
Green star.
What's Green Star?
Yeah, Green Star is the name of the program that covers alien information, channeling, contactees, abductees, all that kind of stuff. And basically, it was created in the 1960s by the U.S. government in order to lay a foundation for the alien invasion or contact with aliens so that people would get the idea that they exist.
Where can I get this program?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some guys.
Where can you get it?
Listen, Stuart,
the government.
Yeah, seriously. But, well, you went through years and years of turmoil. These guys in the studio, they want to get programmed right now. They want in.
No.
They want in.
Just give them a bagel with some white fish salad, and they'll be fine.
Wait, are we that hopeless? We can't get it? We can never see it? We'll never see them?
You know, hey, you know what? Read my book, 13 Cube, and one of my other books, True Reality of Sexuality, and it'll explain all that in there.
Oh, tell us more about the true reality of sexuality.
Yeah, tell us about. Well, look, to be fair, I do have a list of questions to ask Stuart, and that was sort of for the second segment. But yeah, what is this sexuality thing
of reality?
Yeah.
Well, didn't your mother ever explain that to you or your father?
Not really, to be honest.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah, I come from a broken home.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We all were broken homes, man.
What about contact with Jodie Foster?
Oh.
I just watched that movie recently, and it really blew my mind. Like, I was so into it. Have you ever seen that movie, Stuart?
Yes, I have, but you know what it's really about? It's about interdimensional communication. Because in that movie, she gets information, or the government gets information on how to contact this alien race, and they think they're going to blast off into space and meet them, when in fact, it's all mental. It's all done energetically.
Right, right. It's just, that movie really got me thinking a lot.
And then they add a little bit of love in the mix.
Listen, look, Stuart, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I got this whole list of things from the HuffPost. Because you put your top five personal experiences on this. I do my research. I'm no dummy. It says here.
So you read my articles.
I read. You don't, Stuart. I've been following you for a lot of years, buddy. I'm not even joking with you. I know your whole thing, man.
Before the show,
I'm obsessed with you.
Yeah, that's why I've called the police several times.
No, I'm obsessed with you, Stuart. Is it true that your companion, a very close friend of yours, uncovered a cycloptic? A cycloptic skeleton that's over 15,000 years old?
Okay, don't try to use big words. Just okay, just because you're from Brooklyn.
He's got this rap with Brooklyn. He doesn't like people from Brooklyn, I guess.
That was in 2009. I was invited to Bolivia, and the government there asked me to find a cavern near Tiwanaku. And in that cavern, back in the 1980s, they had discovered 9-foot-tall cyclops in suspended animation.
Are you familiar with the works of Dr. Stephen Quayle?
Yes, a little bit.
I love that guy. That guy is my cat's meow.
Yeah, so you like him better than me?
Well, no, I like you the best. Okay, so I got one of... Since we're talking about the cycloptic, I won't use any more big words, I promise. You have information about... Look, Stuart, I'm basically reading off a prompter here.
Well, I know you couldn't get that in your own mind. So
never.
Yeah,
I can't possibly.
He's a pothead.
What do I do? I'm a pot. I sit around here and I fucking... You don't even know. I'm a dummy. So you know a guy that took the skeleton of a merman out of a whale.
I don't know the guy, but in South Africa...
I know the guy. All right, well, no. I thought you knew the guy.
No, I never
I thought
I
you were
him.
A merman, because I'm a merman.
Okay, no more wine for you tonight, okay?
I only had 2 beers, Stuart.
Yeah?
2 big ones.
Yeah, beer, apparently.
I'm the only sober one.
I picture him with the beer cans on the hat with the straw going in.
That's me. That's the kind of guy I am.
That's exactly it.
All right, exactly. Look. Here's the other thing, and I specifically picked 3 things because these are 3 things. I'm really into the occult lore, and you know my demeanor is a little bit different than maybe other podcast hosts that you often have, but this whole fairy folk thing really really gets to me because I would always think about that shit and wonder if that was really true, but it says here that you actually have come in contact with some of these. Smaller folk.
Fae.
Hopefully you're not talking about our Japanese friends, but...
I'm talking about wherever you saw... No, I just got that joke. Sorry, yeah, sorry.
We just said that was a, I'd have to hit it for that.
No, dude, Jack's not paying it. We were supposed to do that. Yeah, Jack, next time he makes a good joke like that, I mean, how often... Who in this world has tape of Stuart Swerdlow telling a joke? We need a ba-dum-ching for that.
I am known as a hyperspace comedian.
You're a hyperspace comedian? Have you ever had astral sex?
Well, that's a very personal question.
No, that's a yes. So you say no. Otherwise, if I say to someone on the street, have you had astral sex? I say no. But Stuart Swerdlow, he says, what?
You know, I've done everything, okay?
Me too. Including, well, no heroin for me, but Rectech, he'll be back later. We talk about that.
Oh, man.
The god is here.
Bad taste.
Hey, listen, Stuart, I would love to do another segment with you, but it's really up to you because it's top of the hour. We're about to go to some music. Stuart Swerdlow is a very, very... I'm a huge fan of Swerdlow. And
big fans here.
I love him. I love you. I think all that information is great. I hope you come back soon. I hope you can have more jokes with us soon, you know?
I appreciate that very much. I love you too.
We appreciate having us on.
Janet, Janet, you are a what can I say? Janet, you are too elegant for words.
I'll say this, guys.
No, that works. I'll take it.
All right.
You guys have handled Aaron very well.
And
I'll
that was
that.
The Swerdlow family, of course, on Gunwash. And, of course, you know, if you want to find us, we're on gunwash.com every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Trill, Spice, and Chinky are here. Chinks.
Yep.
And If you want to call him, the number here is 718-497-2128. I think Jack is mad at me.
As usual.
I think he is. I don't know. So we'll find out. And we'll be back in about 10 minutes. Flippington, if you'd like to, please pull up that, and we'll talk to Trill Spice when we get back. Gunwash.
Hell yeah.
I looking for a sound to play the perfect selection. We are the number one sound. Mash up any board box and pop up any zinc pan. We are the number one in town. Some boy don't take this swing. We will dust up your jump and sound. And don't you play with. We mash you up and take your gun. Sound is tough, we don't play with sound. Anytime we play, we take we crown. Kill on the jump on. Oh, yeah. Tell them take it away, we don't play. Jump on sound, we're in a alley. Oh. Some boy don't you test me. In the body sound and talk. And don't you play with. So when you jump on sound, boy don't. Some boy don't you test me.
Yeah! So the artist alone, the phone is rubbing when I think I dwell therein. Hi! Somebody killing you! Yeah, yo, I want your name, try cry. Even there, sound boy, them just die. But who care? Yeah! Time to the artist alone, the phone is rubbing when I think I dwell therein. Hi! Somebody killing you! Yeah, yo, I want your name, try cry. Even there, sound boy, them just die. But who care? Who's fine, no one but themselves. Things do happen, now them getting them a melt. Beyond the human reasoning, words can't explain. Set them this weed, we shot them in their brain. We don't know why we have the champion them. And we dust them out all the same. Watch this, I'll be a dope plate with play. Sue them every night and we slew them any day.
I want to know. Are we run the planet? That's what I said. One, you know what I mean? touch. Stand up in them face, you know what I mean? Check this. They don't know who them run come this. I chat about them nine well Chrome and Chris. Cause we no feel no sound. Man a bad man, man a bad man sound. We certain sound I pop and I send the trail. Well none of them no know cause they no find out yet. We got them on the big curfew. Man a bad man, man a bad man. We cheat all day, one at a time. Locked them away where the sun don't shine. No, they're crying, no, they're begging for the life stage. Them this we ain't know them never realize. We take this school cause we know they're governized. Why some talking? Keep working on a disguise. I saw them see we and I pose up with them gun. I see one another better look someplace he run. You must be said this a some man a bad man, man a bad man sound. Yes, one better look someplace he hide. Go lock up in a jail and stay inside.
But I've never killed a sound like this. I feel no sound before. With some pan at the top of the list. All right, now we're people pan. We take sound things to a higher rank. We take sound as we take front. I don't like them pretty that damn blanks. Kill them a New York, turn them a France. Kill them a London, turn them a Bronx. Kill them a New York, turn them a France. The lock down chip that damn blank flank. Don't be flank, you yeah, shoot up the flank. Like a bad man, you shoot up the flank. You so pretty young, you feel like your tank. And on the air, you know, you want full. Feel them a run, yeah. Feel them a run, feel them a run. I come wet, feel them a run, yeah. Feel them a run. I pick chun chan chun. I feel love from me fall.
Put your finger like this. Try let them paragon to be.
Yeah, man. Who do I push up the country? I know, no fun thing, I know. Only man, they bust up like a pumpkin, I know. People dance up on your bone, it's a good thing, I know. Whenever we make another man a jumping, I know. I know pick it up, if the man a stomping, I know. Straight copper, who the evil man a thumping, I know. Mostly no see that, and who do I run things, I know. Kill the folk a day, yeah man. Because it's sad, whole place load up with fag. Them a come out of the closet, we hear them a brag. Any time them speak, say them bad. Make them come in and the public come ice stuff on the flag. Just so every shot I would advise every man. How I feel, throw me a coffee if I bag that. Squeeze, then we have a ride by the bar. We rise up the mark, we go make on a fag. No fun thing I know, no fun thing I know. Fun the man head, bust like a pumpkin.
I've gone up on the internet. Sound boy, but the cold, I don't know what you to tell them. Get it like a ball, some boys have a war. Send us up to the time we are New York. I told them, you know it's cartel or angel. Mostly us and them boy blood run red like bastard. We now go take no shot, call to gun, we ain't no clone. Them a send me off no rifle, till them aim up 90 stone. Block talent, I lick you like a stone, you wear a 1,000 pound. You think you fast, run, run you down. You my rough fly in the sky and your brain jump low. All the whole world know, say we grow like snow. Teflon, block talent, pick you from head to toe. New York, them in a the resident hell. Some people so gunshot, I clear the road. Block off the pathway, when we kill soul in a the wickedest combo clot way. Gunshot in a your headpiece, speaking of your heart, we when we step out of the car with that ace, say you're happy. We shoot a gun to skeleton one with the skeleton AK. Number one, gun no big man joke, man no say say. Me do the shooting, you do the lele and the tete. Number one, me gun them new, me gun no one. You're my rough fly in the sky.
We are the power organizer, crime supervisor. Gun with cartel of us, you never see them size up.
We don't care how you look at America, never rise in my night. Yo, yo, yo. No, you know.
Yo, yes, mobs and cartel. We are the power organizer, crime supervisor. Gun with cartel of us, you never see them size up. Me done them in a them setter. If them are the earth protector, I me are the criminal technical director. Yes, man of the power organizer, the crime supervisor. Gun with cartel of us, you never see them size up. Me done them in a them setter. If them are the earth protector, I me are the criminal technical director. The boy no understand him think himself. When he no me gonna sink himself. Face smash out like a bacala Chinese sauce for missing shell. When me bust the berita and the AK with the rifle lens. Rat patrol
run in a rat hole. Jamaica defense, choke over the fence. Me not fear under influence. Enter man, I go down your ends. Max, give me the confidence. Me shoot them in a them anti bins. Where the girl by dealer ends. Blood a run like four currents. Be that girl, we see them ends. Pussy take defense. Cause me a the bar organizer, crime supervisor. Gun report more of us, so never silence.
Hey, you hear me now? How now slaughter? It's alright, go and see no blood clot. Sang them on the soul trap, so on. Hey,
can you hear me now?
What? We came from the chair to the air. We now bust up lip and on the air to the chair. Son boy perish and me a slave one a day. Me no lay me no day. Could a drone kill a me? Well, we kill from the chair to the air. We now bust up lip and on the air to the chair. Son boy perish, me a slave one a day. Me no lay me no day. Could a drone kill a me? Well, gunshot bussing, try shoot me, me fuss him. I look pine stunning, look how blood running. Load him chest of him, and be lambs coming. Slow singing, flow bring him, and choir humming. A lot of black wearing, people disappearing. Bad news a hearing, people skull tearing. Everybody fearing, nobody not daring. Murder well, body boy and kill a spy. Well, kill from the chair to the year. When I was something, if I know we hear to each other. Sound one day, shall me a slave when I may. No lay me no day, but I don't could I may. Well, we kill from the chair to the year. We now must nothing if I know we hate who we care. A son boy perish, me a slave and a day. Me no lay me no day, could a drone could a me.
Tell them, them a kill even put a hole in your chest. A lot of gunshot pierce through vest. Mach 90 rifle stop your bread. Men no pussy in a hess. While me have my gun stand and one of my bust the AK with chrome gunshot aim to head and to chest. Them pussy dead, they push war like a them ambush fire. Gunshot aim to head and to chest. While me and my friend quick to shoot, push it and take the loot. Gunshot aim to head and to chest. Well, war them want, war them a go get. Gunshot aim to head and to chest.
You understand? Check it out. Massive on the ready. Massive on the ready.
We and them a power man, put on a power man. Said that them a star man, fucking them to car man.
You understand? You understand? Check it out. Massive on the ready. Massive on the ready.
We and them a power man, put on a power man. Said that them a star man, fucking them to car man. Acting like a star man, head up on the tar man. Bust the S's arm and him walk the van him car man. Me and them no guns man, so we have to phones man. See them done a town man, hook up with a brown man. Man a man a brown man, well I'm not a town man. Waffle I'm a brown man, I pose at them a sound man. Well it's a good town man, find you lose your town man. You're part of the town man, don't you vote a brown man. Let's have all your town man, but they come to phones man. Give up on your rounds man, let me hear the sounds. So we turn up a deer man, no rock to them a deer man. See them in my fear man, not one of them no fear man. Leave us a see here man, tell them to be real man. Tell me something queer man, them say that them no fear man.
Oh so when a man can come behind me, I want to some post pretty me.
Bad man, I ask question. Take a down, I got down, 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 down. I move along.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Respect those who respect me. You love those who you love me. Power those who power with me. Chat up for those who chat up for me. Me chat up for those who chat up for me. Chop bomb up, lad. Sing! I don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck. You're bad luck. You forget up and I'ma see you half up. I don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck. You're bad luck. You forget up and I'ma see you half up. I don't give a damn, I don't give a fuck. You're bad luck. If you get up on a gun, you want bust. I don't give a damn, I don't give a fuck. You're bad luck. Well, let me leave it on. When you see Fargo, me no keep up in mind. Can me get the understand that he might hide from Sharon. I want his father. And to a man, man, how the fuck could I imagine I get slammed by man? Soup is in the pot, beef is on the bone. Wanna concern later, leave it alone. Live in a glass house, please of thing no stone. I don't give a damn, I don't give a fuck. You're bad luck. If you get up on a body, you want fuck. I don't give a damn, I don't give a fuck. You're bad. Hey, we gotta tell us something. Well, I born on this block. Live on this block. As a matter of fact, my name is Ching was cut on this block. Well, shot for this block. Go chill for this block. When I come back from punk, go off the check where my block. I found on this block. Of the whole city city lock. I fear no man on this block. Square shot on this block. Bomb down this block. Have the whole city lock. I die for my son, I will die for my block. Cause I'm a bad man and I don't give a damn. Bad man and this is who I am. Bad man, I hope you overstand. Circumstances make me who I am. Bad man and I don't give a damn. Bad man and this is who I am. Bad man, I hope you overstand. That circumstances. Let me tell you something. Rastafari. I'm here to be like last thing I see. I fight against those, I fight against fire. Strive those, I strive to tie and I want to do the right, I'm more fire for blame, you know. Cause I don't just say that no one knows that them. This was up and murder them. But the money said them, I just jam on the floor. No one knows that them. They want to know that them. But it's on them jam on the floor. I never want to hurt them. This was up and murder. But the money said them, I just jam on the floor. Never want to hurt them. No, I never want to hurt them. But I never want to hurt them. They lovely, lovely. So she says, don't need up. Load up. Since it's not coming to me. So no, 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 but in the top of them, men will be this world. Come on, stitch a thing that they man in the world. Spell on them out of road. Chart up the rest of man gold. Never run out of them.
Just put me on and let the rhythm go. It's not a big deal. Thank you. Thank you very much, Bill.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, gun wine. Yeah,
it's not a big deal.
Dude.
Not a big deal.
Dude, it's not popping.
Not popping.
All right, gunwash.com. You know, of course, every Thursday at 7:30 at gunwash.com. And, of course, heritageradionetwork.org. All the usual people are here. Joe, Armando, Jack. And, of course, we have Trill, Spice, and Chinx.
Ow.
And Herbert Spilvington finished up. Armando. What's going on, Armando?
I'm
going to
introduce this properly. So this is the debut of a new segment. This is Armando's Twitter update. So everybody give it up for Armando.
I love Armando.
With a frog.
I look like an anime character.
So what's going on, Armando?
Nothing much, man. I'm just, you know, MTV's been like writing to me so much. I don't even know what to say anymore. Like, Mark Jacobs wrote to me today asking me, like, what's up? What size are you? What size is Aaron? So
what the fuck?
But what
Jealous.
Size?
Mark
which
Jacobs.
Size? Which size?
Well, yo, shout me out, you know, because you know I exist.
Yeah,
now.
Shout out to
you. Don't need shout outs. You're already famous.
Yeah, she's
dude. I don't have Mark Jacobs hitting me up though. What the fuck?
Well, you know what it is. Like, I took creative writing before, so like
okay.
I try to write. To
wait, what is that? Okay.
So I say something funny that will like make him scratch his back. Like, oh wow, that kid really. It's that tweet stood out to me.
Next
you know?
Oh
level.
Word.
Next
okay.
Level.
So you popping on Twitter right now?
Yeah. Yeah, at Gunwash on Twitter.
And at
oh,
Pretend
sweet.
Gunwash.
Well, the Pretend Gunwash, the thing is about the joke with that is that, like, it just retweets everything that Gunwash said. It doesn't tweet.
That's funny.
So it just retweets everything that Gunwash said. So that's like the little corny joke that we have here.
But are any of the people? Are you getting more traffic for Gunwash or for Pretend Gunwash?
Well, Pretend Gunwash has like 1,000 followers for some odd reason.
Way, I don't know.
And the regular Gunwash, which needs more followers, by the way, at Gunwash listeners.
Follow at Gunwash.
And we've given in. I guess that's what we do these days.
I'll follow at Gunwash
you
right
should,
now.
Yeah.
Where's my fucking phone?
It's somewhere there. You have a pretty little phone.
There you go.
iPhone 5.
Oh my.
I don't, Armando, you mentioned that you had some things to ask.
Yeah, aren't you like, yo, I seen you in a video before.
Which
though.
Video?
Many.
What's that girl's name? Oh, Wavy Spice.
Yeah, that's one
Lobby.
Of my really, really good friends.
Yeah.
Destiny.
She's awesome.
Shout outs to Wavy Spice, my bitch.
So before we start this next interview, I have a very important announcement.
Please.
Power Lines by Joe Mulhern debuted tonight.
Okay.
Glass half poured. This is a test today.
It's a big deal.
No more, no more.
I've heard this is the new big show on Heritage.
Mel, hold on. Mel, what do you think of this song?
Yeah, tell us. What do you think?
I'm like yawning and pulling on myself.
That's a no poke from Mel.
This is Michael Bublé, like
2013. I can't twerk to this. I can't express myself.
It's like Brian Eno meets Raffy. All right. Well, thank you very much, Armando, for the Gunwash Twitter update.
Yo!
Happy birthday, Jack!
Yeah!
That's awesome.
We need more followers.
Well, it is the second
segment. Follow
at Gun Wash. It is the second segment, and of course, bottom of the hour here, 8:28, if you'd like to set your clocks. We're on gunwash.com, and if you'd like to call in, the number is 718-497-2128. We're here live with Trill, Spice, and Chinks. Let's get a round of applause.
Hell
applause.
Yeah.
A round of applause.
Since everybody's following everybody on Twitter, mine is Black Daddy, though.
Do you
so
want to
follow me?
Do you want to give out?
Spelled properly.
Black exactly Daddy and your Twitter?
Mella Murder. Spelled Mella properly.
Murder.
Now look,
spell everything
properly. At MELA MURDER.
We proper.
So everyone make sure, you know, you reconcile and get with Mel.
Word.
My favorite one in the hood. You know I'm your biggest fan.
Shut up.
No,
dude.
Look.
I'm your biggest fan.
No, let me tell you something. Let me tell you.
No, Aaron's been talking about you for months.
I've been talking about you for months and months. Yes, yeah. I saw you.
I'm excited
you
that I'm here finally, dude.
I saw you on Jimmy Fallon, and I was breathtaking. Now, who did you perform with? It was Grimes or something.
Yeah.
Now, is that your friend or?
Yeah, it's my homie Claire.
She's very nice.
I met her in Seattle with Major Lazer. She's amazing. We actually tripped on shrooms the first time we ever met.
You know what's
funny?
Did you
cry?
No, I laughed.
She likes going
time
on mushrooms. Look at her; she's a freak.
Crying ain't bad, though. That's what I'm
what
saying.
What the hell?
But now, when you're working with like Major Lazer and stuff, I mean, is it because I know? Because Mel, I know you have your. I know that you have your crew. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. You travel the world with Diplo and Major Lazer. I get that, and that's unbelievable. But you have your specific crew, don't
mm-hmm
you? That
yes
doesn't always go on the Major Lazer stuff.
No.
So what is it?
Okay, my crew, we have like this random name. We're called Awkward Family Photo because the people who range in this group are just random.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
so
sense.
It's Chinks right here.
All right, hey, Chinks.
She's the first
Dyke. Black
first,
Daddy.
First Lady Dyke.
Right.
Oh.
Black Daddy?
Black
yeah
Daddy Doe,
D-O-E.
D-O-E. Black Daddy Doe.
Like Black Daddy Doe.
Like a female deer?
Black Daddy.
What are you talking about? I got it.
Yeah, Doe.
I'm doing away with the whole bitch thing. Now it's female deer, so it's
yes
Doe.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
So it's like,
okay.
Doe, a deer, a Black Daddy deer.
Right.
Anyway.
Exactly.
So, that has a ring
I'm
to it.
That.
And so your Awkward Family Photo.
Yeah. So it's Black Daddy Deer. It's Robot Moon Juice, Wavy Spice, Angie, Jaquar, who makes our beats. Me and my best friend, we were in a band, Prom Queen, but he's going on a solo thing because I don't really have the time for it right now.
Well, you're very busy.
Yeah.
Because
that's
of Major
right
Lazer. Ain't nobody got time for that.
So,
but
so what do you... I want to ask you about Major Lazer.
I got that. That's that pneumonia shit.
Bronchitis.
Before I ask
exactly,
you, before,
yeah.
I was going to ask you a question
sorry
about Major Lazer,
sorry,
but I think Major Lazer is great. Look,
yeah, dude, it's amazing.
The whole thing about Major Lazer is like when it came out, me and Jeremy and Jack were like, "Fuck, we're gonna have to start playing easy listening now because dance hall is gonna be cool, so we're not gonna be able to play dance hall anymore."
Yeah.
But it came out good, and I think it's a cool thing. But
doesn't Evan kind of look like Diplo?
Oh yeah, Evan looks
that's
like your
true
man.
Yeah,
Diplo,
no,
right?
What do you
real
think?
Diplo,
what
yeah
the fuck? I'm
Diplo's
gonna have
here
to take a picture. I'm gonna tweet
Diplo's
it
here. Yeah,
yeah.
We're good.
Shout out to
Diplo
Evan
is in the building. God
but,
damn.
But now, I understand the dynamic of Major Lazer, and I've been especially Jeremy and I and Jack have been collecting electronic and Jamaican music for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
But now when I see the Major Lazer interviews, like you're in the interview. I mean, you're in Major Lazer.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
What is it? I mean, what is it? What I mean is it just dancing, or are you more part of the creative side of things?
Well, no. Well, in terms of the show, yes, I'm very, 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 very involved. Like,
okay,
you know what I mean? In terms of the music and the sound and like the mastermind behind it, it's all Dip, pretty much. You know
do
what
you,
I
do
mean?
Do you date Dip?
Do I date Dip?
Come on. I mean, I don't know.
Oh
I don't
my
even,
God, no
I
way.
I just want to know.
That's
come
so
on.
Fucking
no,
awkward.
What do I know? What do I know? I'm looking at you. You're a beautiful woman. You dance on stage. You're very, very talented.
Nah.
You look wonderful, but you're with Diplo. I don't know what.
Diplo is right here.
I don't know anything about Diplo, so
Diplo?
I wouldn't know.
Diplo tweeted to us last night.
And by the way, I'm not saying, I don't say do you date Diplo as in like, oh, you must date Diplo because you're in the group. I just wonder if you date Diplo. I wonder
no
if you do.
No way.
No, because I always had a crush on you, so I was like, if he dates Diplo,
that's true,
what am I gonna do? If she dates Diplo, what am I gonna do?
Diplo, I'm in love with his baby mom. She's so beautiful.
Oh,
Catherine,
beautiful.
Shout out to you.
Baby mama.
I love
yeah,
Catherine
but
too.
No, they're my bros. They're my bros. Like, without a doubt. Like, they're actually mad boring. Like, they play I'm Scrabble. Sure. Like, dude, yeah. that's the life.
Scrabble's
like, off,
cool.
Yeah, like, off of the stage is, like, Scrabble life.
That's great.
And that we talk about hummus.
That's good to
and
me.
And things like that. That
if you're playing cool. Scrabble, try to play quiz on a triple word score.
I don't play. They're too, like, intense with it. I'm not about that life.
You know, me too. You know, words with me, I'm
just like...
Yeah, I get lost too. Exactly. The same fucking thing. So yeah. Do you get it? Do you get into the Jamaican dancehall stuff a lot, or is it more just the music thing?
We were just dancing.
No, definitely. But I grew up on that shit.
Okay, but
I totally grew up on it.
But for the Major Lazer stuff.
For Major Lazer, what do you mean? What
Okay, like I guess my question is like you're in Major Lazer because those are your friends and they make great music and we all love that music and you're a talented dancer and you get involved with the show socially and artistically, but. When you're doing the Major Lazer thing, are you really, really into, like, dance hall music?
Hell
or
yeah.
Is it,
absolutely.
Or is it just music?
No, it's...
Because Diplo, he covers a lot of stuff.
But, yeah, he totally does, but...
And he's like the new Puff Daddy.
Set aside from all of that, like, there's so much swag. Like, it's just different. It's just different. It's so different.
So it's like...
Since it's not like everything else, you have to get into it. There's like no way you cannot get into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
especially me. Like, I can't stay still for shit. You start tapping on the wall and I'm shaking my ass.
Yeah,
I'm going to start twerking.
No, like, you
know what I mean?
No, so like... The experiences I've had with you, you can't fucking sit still.
I cannot.
I'm like, sit still.
ADHD
sit still.
On full blast. Jesus. Like, totally.
It's in your pants.
So, but they brought in Lexus and Vibes Cartel.
Yeah. Oh my God. We actually, we just performed in...
PopCon.
Yeah. Yeah, we performed in Jamaica and PopCon got on stage like just randomly. I was like, what the fuck?
Crazy. So, but your life changed. Your life has changed dramatically.
Oh my God.
In the last
year.
Around the world. Holy
absolutely.
Shit. And it changed dramatically. Yeah, I mean, what's that?
Absolutely.
Did you just wake up one day and it was like, here's a plane ticket?
No, okay. No, this is what happened.
You're a fascinating individual. I mean, it's unbelievable.
This is what happened. Me and my best friend, like I was saying earlier, I was in a band called Palm Queen. And we had a show, me and Robot had a show in Bard where we actually were performing with Maluka and Azealia Banks.
Okay.
Ooh, out to
that's
Maluka.
The first time
out
I
Maluka.
Yeah, that's the first
Maluka.
Time I met Azealia. It was cool. So we performed and there was the opening DJ was Addy. He's like some producer DJ, reggae DJ from Miami.
Sure.
And he just I never officially met him that night at the show, but he like found my Facebook page on like the event pictures and he kept in touch with me.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, like that's basically what happened. Like he just kept in touch with me. He said he knew Diplo. I didn't really like believe him or like fuck with him for that, but he was cool. So I was like, all right, like I'm gonna keep in touch with this guy. And then one day he was like, yo, like I got you a link. And I'm like, what? What the fuck? And he's like, yo, check your email. And then I had an email from Dip.
Yeah.
And then Dip's like, yo, send me your number. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I sent him my number. He called me in like 15 minutes. And I got flown out for my first show the next week.
Yeah, well, listen,
that's what happened.
Look.
Yo, my passport is fucking tatted.
That's crazy.
Well, my passport is tatted.
Diplo's crazy, and he's like,
he's out of this world.
It's the new like he's the new Puff Daddy and all this kind of stuff.
For sure.
But more really, really, and I love Diplo. But really, I mean, I don't know him, but I like the music. But really, what fascinates me is like how quickly maybe your life took all of a sudden you.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys used to hang out with pink hair and upside down crosses.
Yeah,
and then,
dude, I was all upside down cross drunk.
Triangles.
Passed out at Union Square.
And then the next day, you're in Jamaica.
And then I'm
with
just
Major
like
Lazer.
On stage of PopCon.
And she can move. And she can move that. She can really move that.
I'm hella grateful. It's been a crazy experience, and it's such a beautiful journey. Like,
do you want to do music or do you want to keep dancing?
I mean, right now I'm really focused on Major Lazer. It's like I'm leaving next week for. A month tour. I won't be back.
Major Lazer.
Yeah, with Major Lazer.
Yeah.
So I can't really like get distracted with anything else right now because I'm just so busy with it.
Oh, so you don't date? You don't do any of that? You're not doing?
No,
any
I date. I have a boyfriend.
Oh,
yeah.
Cute.
Shout out to my boo. Yeah.
But then you're gonna be traveling, you know, doing music stuff. I mean, you know, men
I will
are gonna.
Well, eventually. Wait, what? Well, you know, it's gonna.
What
know,
did you just say?
No, you're gonna be traveling around. Music, men are everywhere. And,
they're fucking. Yo, I've met a million and one of the same dicks all over the world.
Me too. I'm like, one of them. I'm out here fucking sitting here. I'm one.
Nah, you've always been no, dude.
You. Did you know Aaron's like, the cock god though?
I'm a cock god. But hey.
You and your dog are like the best.
I guess that's maybe it. My dog maybe more than me. Hey,
yeah. Got swag.
Someone told me that my friend's dog had a bigger penis than mine, and I just got
like, you shouldn't fucking say that. Hey, hey,
no, well, I always make fun of myself on this show. So
that's hilarious.
Well, I don't know. You fascinate me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The girl, and how many tattoos have you got in the last year?
A lot.
Yeah,
dude,
I got like 8 in the last year.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I don't know.
You are tatted.
Nah, I'm going to go get up. I'm getting them lasered off tomorrow. I'm getting them major lasered off.
Good one.
That was a good one. But I'm chush.
No, but he's actually dead serious, though.
But I'm dish.
He's actually dead serious.
Can we get one, though? But I'm dish. Yeah. Where are they?
Yo, Jack is...
I saw that moment. You are lagging.
What? Jack is rolling up back there.
All right,
I want a Van Halen film.
All right, Well, first of all, let me ask you, what did you think about that Swerdlow interview? Kind of bugged out, right?
Yeah, right?
Yo, that blew my mind.
Yeah, expansions.net.
I wanted to talk to him.
Expansions.com.
Well, you could have.
What is it, Jack? Do you know?
Like, I had a million questions, but I just didn't want him to stop talking.
Yeah, he doesn't like me, but I like him.
He loves you. He's like, yo, you better go eat that Brooklyn bagel.
Yeah, word.
Some people just sit around and think about like UFOs all day. All
right,
that's crazy to me.
Well, look. So let me ask you this: When can we next check you out? Me personally.
What are you talking about?
No, ever. Where
you
are
have
you?
My number, yo. Text me.
No, I'll text you. I'll text you. Fine, for you know, we'll have you know pleasantries. But I'm saying if I want to see you dance and see you with Major Lazer or with your own group,
oh word, I'm sorry. I have this group, The Potency.
I mean, plug, we're in an electric socket.
I
here,
have
plug.
Comp tickets for this whole room right now.
Well, tell us where you are. Tell us your shows. Where are you doing?
Yeah, definitely. Well, okay. Well, right now, next week we leave for the month tour. There's no dates in New York.
Great. I'm
Thank
so
God.
Happy.
Fuck New York.
Fuck New York.
No, yo. New York has the most turned up shows.
I know, but that's
Terminal 5 was fucking insane. Yeah,
that's why you gotta get the, you know,
yo,
we, I, like
I got
relax,
you. I got you.
In Cleveland. You know. Cleveland's the spot.
You wanna go to a calm show?
Did you, yeah, exactly.
No, like, no such thing. The Major Lazer is not your show.
Right.
No,
well,
not, all right, that's not it.
Aaron doesn't leave his house, though. You know that. Aaron doesn't leave his house.
Aaron listens to pizza tapes all day. All
right, fine. I won't argue with the boss. She's in Major Lazer. She says it's not for me. Fine, it's not for me. Major Lazer saying I can't go to Major Lazer. That's fine. We'll
not about that life.
Hey Mel, I got a quick question though. I want just a yes or a no.
What?
Harlem Shake.
No.
Yep.
Thank you.
Absolutely fucking not.
All right. Well, let me tell you something.
See that,
I appreciate
Evan?
That answer, and I got a few things to say. Because it's you guys,
it's not the Harlem Shake.
It's not exactly.
They kind of like changed it.
No, it's not it.
Why,
it's
how
just
can you not fucks with this song though.
No, the song is
Calo Terrarita.
No, if that's the case, they should have called the song Washington Heights.
Yeah, exactly.
Not Harlem Shake.
When I think about Harlem shaking, I think about like that.
I think of get
video.
This money.
Yeah,
get this
that's
money.
Check this out.
Exactly.
Now, was that like 2004?
Let me tell you.
Like, I don't even get it.
That's before.
That was before that shit.
I don't know what else to say. You've been on Gunwash, and you know, every Thursday we're here at 7:30. Yeah, we were here tonight. We were here tonight with we had a very special call in from Stuart Swerdlow, and of course, my favorite and most sought after guest was here in studio, the one and only Trill Spice. From Major Lazer.
Hey, so you know what we gotta do. You know what we gotta do.
We have to do drops.
We gotta do drops.
All right,
do
so
it.
We're gonna go around the room. We're gonna start with Trill. And Jack, you lead this. Turn my mic off and you lead this exercise.
I
yes.
know what to say.
Okay, we need you to say who you are and then say, so I'm Trill Spice and you're listening to Gunwash or however you want to do it. It's open format.
Okay, cool. Ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Yo, yo, yo. This is Trill Spice and you... Wait, do I say tune in or you're listening?
You're listening to.
Okay. Yo, yo, yo. This is Trill Spice and you're listening to Gunwash.
That was a little
beautiful,
fast.
Beautiful.
That was a little
beautiful,
quick.
Beautiful.
All right, should I slow down?
Let's try it again. Yeah. Try it again, yeah.
Real sexy. Real sexy,
so
too.
Like...
She's so not sexy.
I'm blushing.
It's radio, though, so they can't see you.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Yo, this is Trill Spice, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Yeah.
All right. Whoa. Now, Chinx.
Yo, it's poppin' Brooklyn. It's Chinx Doe, a.k.a. Black Daddy, and you listening to Gunwash and your eardrum, you heard?
I know.
All right. That's what it is. And now Joe Galarraga, even though we have about five from him.
Hey, what's up?
I'm tired of working on Gunwash.
Hey, what's up? This is Rob Zombie, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Hey, what's up?
Let me tell you something.
Hey, what's up? This is Kurt Loder.
Hey, what's up? This is Christy Turlington. You're listening to Gunwash.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Hall. You're listening to Gunwash.
Hey, what's up?
This is Wayne Gretzky. You're listening to Gunwash.
Hey, what's up? This is Janice Ian. You're listening to Gunwash.
Hey, what's up? My name is Scott Hall. I used to be Scott Hall, but now I'm Razor Ramon, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
All right. All right, listen, guys. That was Gunwash. We had a good one. Listen, every Thursday, 7:30, remember. And now late call in, 718-497-2128. Remember to get at Trill Spice and at Black Daddy Dough.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to follow both of you right now. Hey, I'm going to go on the computer and follow. Trill.
What up?
Can you have Diplo, like, follow us again? I think he, like, unfollowed me for
a
second.
Get us a little love.
Yo, he definitely did not.
I
unfollow.
Think, oh no.
All right. So we'll find out more next week. Hello. Gunwash, thank you for tuning in. It's gunwash.com, yeah. HarrysRadioNetwork.org, Swivington, if you wouldn't please, Cole. And shout thank out you very much.
Shout out to Ease. Girls keep coming around, and I'm taking it to Jamaica, and I get all
What's up? This is John Norris, and you're listening to the Heritage Radio Network.
Gunwash live every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Gunwash.com.
Shout out to Will Kobe. We'll be right back.
Yo, out to Mr. A-OK if you're still out there. What up, homie? Shout out Ease, the man.
Dame Dash. I'm still my man, Armando. Big shout out to Gunwash. I'm in the mood, boy.